It's time to connect with the coach, brought to you by AT&T, proud sponsor of the Boston Bruins, AT&T Wireless and DirecTV, AT&T Entertainment your way. Bruce, come into this game after back-to-back afternoon games, pretty good ending to the Flyers game. You alluded to the fact that maybe a little fatigued. You know, how are you guys going to feel coming back into this one?
Well, I think we'll be energized. I mean, it was just the end of a lot of hockey, back-to-back afternoon games, a lot of guys playing a lot of minutes. But it was nice to get Z back in the mix. That certainly helped our back end. You know, Bergie's finding his legs a little better now. Charlie's coming in tonight. So guys are trickling back in. Backs now has a few games under his belt from being out. So it bodes well for the team. I imagine there'll be a lot of juice tonight playing Tampa. Obviously an important hockey game. Very good hockey team. So see what we got.
You mentioned Charlie coming back in the lineup. In your experience, you know, a guy that's been out maybe a month with the injury that he's had, you know, what are your expectations for him coming back in?
Well, I don't really have any. I mean, some guys will come in and try to do too much right away, and other guys will kind of dip their toe in the water and feel it out. I have a feeling Charlie would be the former. He's just that type of kid. He wants to be an impact player, wants to make a difference. He's probably going to want to make up for lost time. So we'll have to temper that with him. Hey, just go play your game. You know, make the play that's in front of you. Defend well, defend hard. Get some confidence back, you know, in your physical self to go out and play at this level, and then I think things will come fairly quickly for him.
Tampa, last game against you guys, it seemed like they had a little bit more will. It was a tougher game, let's put it that way. You know, what did you see from them in that one, and would you expect more of the same today?
Well, we got off to a good start, and that obviously was a difference in the game. After that, I think it was a fairly, you know, evenly played game, some physicality involved, some emotion, which you should have. I mean, these are two really good teams playing for essentially first place. So, and I don't even know if first place would matter. It's more about two really good teams that have, you know, mutual respect for one another, but also want to beat each other. So every game against them has been good, at least from our juncture, how we look at it. I think, you know, they were pleased the way they played the last game, the last 40 minutes. So I would assume we'll see more of the end of the game than that we did at the start, but who knows?
You know, you mentioned with McAvoy coming back in, you've juggled the defense pairs a little bit the last few games. Nick Holden, it looks like he's going to go on the right side with Torrey. You know, what's the thinking there with him on that right?
Well, obviously with Carlo out, at least for the time being, we got to find a partner for Torrey. Now, Adam and Torrey have played together a long time, so we know we can go to that. That's part of the thinking with Nick staying in, Adam going out. Let's see how that pair looks. Get Nick back on the right side. We like Grizz and Miller. They've done a real good job together. We like, obviously, Z and Charlie. We're going to keep that together. So, obviously, by default, it's Nick or Adam with Torrey. And we may go back to, we could always flip Miller in there with Torrey as well. So, that you know, that's been a pair in the past. So that's kind of what we're trying to do with Holden and the Krug one. We'll see how it plays out.
Looks like you got Noel on the right side, maybe with David Backes here today. I know he didn't take many draws against Philadelphia. He's made some changes with Colby Cave coming up. What are you looking for with the bottom couple lines?
Well, again, it's mix and match, right, with what we have. So we've kept Krejci and Donato and DeBrus together. We liked, you know, the threat that they are on the ice, obviously Bergie's line. Breaking up Achari and Schaller a little bit here, play with Backes and Heinen. They can kind of move from right wing to center, both Noel and David, and as the game goes on. And then Colby goes in. He's got some of Corrales' qualities, and Schaller and Gio goes down there. So we can always move Gio up and Noel back down if we feel that kind of fourth line is off a little bit. They've been a heavier line in the past. But Tommy Wingle's out. We like the job he did when he was in there. He's going to miss a game or two. So at the end of the day, you're just moving people around. But I think the guys will respond. They just, you know, our group tends to just go out and play with the guys that are, you know, written on the board with you, and off you go.
I want to ask you about the Krejci line. Is there any, not restrictions, but I know you try to put them in offensive zone faceoffs, things like that, and then there was that goal scored after an offensive zone faceoff against them. You know, where would you like to see them be just a little bit more accountable or better?
Yeah, how did that work out for me? Well, Ryan just took a bit of a low route on the draw, and Provorov just beat him to a puck, and off he went. That's just going to happen. I mean, there's really not a lot you can sit there and critique other than, listen, this league is good. If you're not on the right side of pucks, that's what will happen. So those are just learning curves for Ryan. Could happen at any faceoff, and we knew that going in there'd be some of that. So you tip your cap to them. They made a nice play on the rush. We probably, you know, one more stride maybe on the back check. We might have broken up the play. I think Dobie, you know, kind of stumbled a bit coming across. We might get that save. So there's a lot of other things that went into it. Listen, they're going to have to be responsible defensively if they want to play. And it doesn't matter when you put them out. That's just a fact that, you know, that's the Bruins' identity. So we've talked to both those young players about that, just like we did with Bjork early in the year, et cetera. So it's got to buy in and get it done, because I do believe offensively they'll always be a threat. But when you don't have the puck, you got to work to get it back.
Bruce, we appreciate it. Good luck here tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Lightning are next.